Chapter 19. Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Judah. So they had as their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Moleda, and Hazer Shua, and Bela, and Ezim, and Eltolad, and Bethuel, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susa, and Beth Leboeth, and Sharuvan, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages which were around these cities as far as Baaleth Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance. Now the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun, according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Then their border went up to the west, and to Merela. It then touched Dabesheth, and reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. Then it turned from Sarid to the east toward the sunrise as far as the border of Kisloth Tabor, and it proceeded to Dabereth and up to Japhia. And from there it continued eastward toward the sunrise to Gath-Hepher, to Ethkazin, and it proceeded to Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. And the border circled around it on the north to Hanathan, and it ended at the valley of Ithtahel. Included also were Keta, and Nahalel, and Shemron, and Idlah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot fell to Issachar, to the sons of Issachar, according to their families. And their territory was to Jezreel, and included Cheshuloth, and Shunem, and Hepharim, and Shion, and Anahareth, and Rabbath, and Kishion, and Ebez, and Remeth, and Enganim, and Enhadah, and Beth-Pazes. And the border reached to Tabor, and Shehazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Now the fifth lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, and their territory was Helketh, and Heli, and Beten, and Akshaph, and Elimelech, and Amad, and Meshal, and it reached to Carmel on the west, and to Shihor Libneth, and it turned toward the east to Beth Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Ifthahel, northward to Beth Emech, and Neiel. Then it proceeded on north to Kabul, and Ebron, and Rehob, and Hammon, and Cana, as far as Great Sidon. And the border turned to Ramah, and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa, and it ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Included also were Uma, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot fell to the sons of Naphtali, to the sons of Naphtali according to their families. And their border was from Heleth, from the oak, and Zaananim, and Adami-Nekeb, and Zebneel, as far as Lachem, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnoth-Tabor, and proceeded from there to Hukok, and it reached to Zebulun on the south and touched Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the east. And the fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Chenareth, and Adama, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and Enhazor, and Yeron, and Migdal-El, Horam, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ershemesh, and Shealaban, and Ajalon, and Ithlah, and Elon, and Timnah, and Ekron, and Eltika, and Gibbethon, and Baaleth, and Jehud, and Beni-Barak, and Gath-Rimmon, and Majarkan, and Rakon, with the territory over against Joppa. And the territory of the sons of Dan proceeded beyond them, For the sons of Dan went up and fought with Leshem, and captured it. Then they struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and settled in it. And they called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they finished apportioning the land for inheritance by its borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance in their midst to Joshua, the son of Nun. In accordance with the command of the Lord, they gave him the city for which he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel, distributed by lot in Shiloh, before the Lord, at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land.